Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about mistakes when asking for advice.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And we're just going to do a relatively quick episode going back and forth. I think the first mistake I'm going to share is probably not obvious. And that mistake is not knowing that you should ask for advice in the first place.
Ooh.
Right? So we're assuming people are asking for advice. I think one that I'm bad at, and you might be too, I don't know. But I think we've talked about this in the past, is that you just don't ask. And I think it goes beyond just work or business. It's a life thing where, like, if you're dealing with something, there are people that will just talk to you, you know, and go talk to them and ask. And when you're struggling or suffering, even worse, it's really important to do that. It might even be people you don't even know that well. It doesn't really matter. I think it's not a humility, it's like opposite of humility, but there's like a vulnerability that we might not be willing to go to certain people or anybody when we have a problem. When, like, you know, I would just say that, like, if you have a problem, you don't know anyone else to call the A-team. No, just kidding. I'm going to leave it at that because I think that sums up one of them for me.
All right. I love that. Yeah, I didn't see that coming. I already was in that mind frame of people have already asked for advice. So I love that. So two things that come to my mind instantly. One is making sure that when you ask for advice, you ask from a place of curiosity instead of from a place of trying to confirm that your idea or your opinion is right. Not that it's bad if somebody confirms that the direction you're going towards is one they think as well is the right direction to take. But I always find it that people make that mistake where sometimes they come into a conversation, they are seeking advice, but what they really seek is confirmation, right? All they really want to hear is that they're right and what they're doing is correct. They're not there to truly hear what this other person or this group of people has to say. And so that closes you up to all the value you might be able to receive if you're totally open-minded in that conversation. So make sure when you ask for advice, you truly want to hear everything the other party has to say. Even and especially if it contradicts, you know, what you think the right thing to do would be here, or the tendency, the leaning you already bring to the table when you ask for advice. The other thing that I'll say when it comes to asking for advice is making sure that the one thing that I've noticed myself is that when the advice that somebody gives me is particularly painful, there's some emotional response that I have that is instant and strong and negative. That is, to me, such a big kind of red flag that they're either probably right or there's something here I need to investigate. And I think it took me a very long time to have that level of self-awareness to notice when I had this super strong negative response to a piece of advice. When I strongly disagree, kind of my first instinct is to say, no, that's absolutely not correct. Then I'll take a double take and be like, I have to meditate on this again. And I feel like too many people are not doing that. So when you give them advice that they strongly disagree, they're closing down and they're not listening anymore. And they're switching now the conversation to try to convince you you're wrong versus trying to investigate why you said what you said, if they might be wrong. And the two of us, I just actually thought about this. You're smiling.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
the two of us, last time we met for coffee a few weeks ago in San Francisco, Heaton gave me some advice that at first, my first gut reaction was like, no, that makes no sense. I don't believe that at all. But because it was him and because I disagreed so strongly at first, my gut reaction was like, let me actually marinate on it. And it took all of like 10 minutes or so for me to come around and be like, God damn you, Heaton, I think you're right. I think this is the way this worked out.
And that leads to another tip I think that I have, which is you might have taken it as advice. I considered what I said an observation. So I literally said, hey, Stelly, this is what I think is going on. I didn't even say advice. I didn't try to offer any advice on it. I know you call it advice, which makes sense. And that leads to my point, which is like, you know, this one will be a little bit interesting, but like, I don't want anyone to pick my brain. I don't want anyone to pick my friend's brains. I don't want to pick your brain. So stop thinking of it as picking your brain. And I don't mean to say that because like the visual of picking your brain, because a lot of people have said that and tweeted about it. And I have too, probably in the past. You and I have probably talked about it. But what I mean to say is like observations from other people is really valuable. You're not like, we bucket advice as, oh, tell me what to do or tell me what I should do. Look, if you just observe and say, hey, this is what it sounds like is going on, and you just repeat it back to me, oftentimes I don't see it like that. Just like I did to you, right? I was like, oh, this is probably what's going on, right? It wasn't advice, it was observation. So it's like, don't take advice like someone telling you what to do. It's more like somebody either observing or helping you think. You don't need to pick their brain. You don't want really what's in their brain. You don't want to know like what they did in the past, right? That's picking their brain for sure. What you want to know is how would they think about the situation you're in? And oftentimes an observation is so much more powerful if you can get it out of somebody. So my tip related to this is like, tell me how you see it. Here's my situation. Please tell me how you see it would be the question I would ask if you want observations, which is really interesting because that shows you how the other person thinks, which is what you care about.
I love it. All right. Last mistake when asking for advice from me and then you, and then we'll wrap this one up. So the last piece of advice that I'll give on advice, and actually one of my favorite episodes, I'll give a shout out to ourselves because we deserve it sometimes, on the Startup Shit episode 4. I know we surpassed the 400 just recently, but episode 4 was was advice on advice. I highly advise all of you listeners to go back and listen to that one. But my last piece on that is, or the big mistake that I think people ought to avoid is to separate between the moment that you receive advice from somebody and marinate on what you heard for a little bit before acting on it or believing that that is the right solution or the right advice. So basically what I'm saying is don't take the word of anybody as gospel. And don't get over enthusiastic just because in the moment something might feel totally right or somebody said something in a very convincing way. A lot of times people, they seek advice from others that they admire or that they respect. And just because somebody that you respect or admire tells you something, maybe tells you something very convincingly in the moment, you might overcommit to that piece of advice versus taking the appropriate amount of time to marinate on that advice, to think about it, then to truly confirm, was this sound advice? Does this make sense for me? Do I really want to do this? Versus just instantly accepting everything somebody of authority tells you. Because then anytime you ask somebody else for advice, you're going to get a lot of conflicting advice, especially in the startup world. You're going to be zigzagging to nowhere land versus truly checking what is right for you.
I got to give one more. And this is like this is just interesting to me. And the reason I say it's interesting is because I'm going to give it as if the advice giver should, this is advice for the advice giver, but I think it's advice for the person receiving advice too. I learned this about myself recently and I'm looking to do better. What I learned about myself is I'm going to say in the past, because this is very recent, but it's in the past because that's what I'm working on. In the past, I would, especially to the people around me that I cared about the most, would give advice even if they didn't ask for it. I need to work on that. Nobody wants my advice. Like they don't want it. Like that might sound crazy to everyone listening, but it's like nobody wants it unless they ask for it. Nobody wants it unless they ask for it. So, and I would give it all the time because I felt like, I don't know, I just got good at it, or I thought I was good at it, but I felt like that's what I should be doing in life, right? Is offering my thoughts to people or my advice. And what I realized is like, sometimes I just don't need to do that. Probably most of the time I shouldn't do it. So these days, my advice for people who are giving advice or are in a meeting or whatever, and they think it's about that, ask if you should, ask if you can, find your way to do that. Don't just assume that in the meeting, all you have to do is give advice. And that's been a game changer for me because honestly, my advice is better. And if somebody doesn't want it, I don't need to give it. And that just makes everybody's life easier. So if you're asking for advice, I mentioned something earlier about asking about an observation, right? And going for that, I would go even further and be very explicit that you want advice and what you want advice on and give people the context. And then let them just share their advice with you or their thoughts or their feedback. At the same time, like if you don't want advice on something and you're in a meeting and that person, the context is advice or the context is just meeting, then you can explicitly tell them like, I'm not looking for advice on this. I just want to talk to you about it because it's what's going on right now. Right. And I'm talking to you about it because I don't have anyone to talk to, or I want to just share, right? Because sometimes people just want to share. And I've noticed that too, right? Like people will share. I think they want advice. They say they want advice. And then I share what I'm going to share, like you said earlier, and they don't either care or it was just not valuable for anybody, me or them. And so really think hard about whether you want advice or you just want someone to talk to. And that's okay.
I love it. All right. That is all the advice we have to give you about giving and receiving advice.
Yeah, exactly.
We shall hear you all very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.